If it's a sports story you're talking about, you can guarantee they'll be talking about it. Unless it's something like arena football. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Is this team listening to outside pressures when it comes to creating offense?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I think Gibby hears it and he talks about it because he's that kind of guy that'll joke around with the press and he's pretty laid back. But, you know, you look at the scenario yesterday, they'd already put up two runs. And that's a time where I know it's the second inning, but you do see it as a way to get a little bit of a cushion and to give your starter something to work with. And, I mean, after that start, if you go for the home run again and come away leaving two guys on base and get nothing out of it, that's pretty demoralizing to this team. And I don't think it's necessarily a matter of listening to outside pressure so much as it is wanting to make sure that your team comes away with something positive to build on as you go through this game. They're a team that's really looking to get their confidence back, and executing like that helps.
It also speaks to the aspect of the team we haven't touched on that has surprised people. They pitched so well this year. I mean, yeah. I know Liriano's, you know, still no sure thing out there. But he's, you know, he looked good last night. And overall, yeah, you're sitting there going, well, if we get to three, the way things are going, our arms can probably get us through. So I don't think it's the end of the world. As Jordan said, probably nice to just feel a little step-by-step progress as opposed to going for the big bomb and, you know, coming away with a whiff and thinking, oh, you know, a little more, here we go again. So
it is interesting, though, because, and we talked about how it feels very different from 2015, and maybe 2015 was just a thing into itself, and it could never be reproduced. It was a once-in-a-lifetime moment for Blue Jays fans, the run they went on after acquiring Troy Tulowitzki and David Price. This is the first time this season they've really made a concerted effort with the bunt. That's Devin Travis's first, he said, career sacrifice bunt. Like, he never did it in the minor leagues either, because he's a guy who's been able to hit and advance runners that way. Here we are, there's 9 games left in the regular season. Now you're going to try out something entirely new?
Well, you know what's probably, speaking of last year, still stuck in their brain is, who did they lose to? That, you know, that singles-hitting team that just peppers you to death, right? So maybe having run up against that is...
But can you convert yourself into that team in 9 games before the playoffs?
You don't have to convert yourself into that team. It's just a matter of, you know, using all the weapons in your box, you know, and if you can do that, why wouldn't you try to take advantage of it and build a lead? And I mean, Devin Travis probably hasn't been asked to do that very much, if ever, in his career, because until he got here, Devin Travis was probably the best hitter on most of the teams that he's been on. I know the
Blue
Jays.
Well, he is here too.
I know the Blue Jays
best batting average on this team.
Well, I know that those guys, the big boppers for the Jays, have been in somewhat of a slump in September, but it's not egregious, I don't think, to ask a guy who's been hitting well to bunt when you have, as I think Gibbons said last night, when you look at the 2 through 7 who are up after him, like, it's not dumb to move guys along for those guys in any situation.
See, now, I don't want to get into a big philosophical discussion on the merits of bunting.
It's too early for a big philosophical discussion.
And we don't have to go super sabermetric when we talk about bunting. But yeah, generally, I disagree with, you get 27 outs, don't give them away for free.
Yep.
If you can try to get a base hit, you should do that, especially with your best hitter. I will say, though, I buy into a little bit the idea of using the whole field and taking base hits the other way when they're available to you. And in game one of the series against the Yankees, it seemed like there was a concerted effort on that side of things, where Troy Tulowitzki a couple of times used the big part of the field. Josh Donaldson in the first inning, I know it ended up as a Billy Butler error, but he hit it hard to right. Couple of times this team has tried to poke a ball through the right side where maybe they wouldn't earlier this season, and certainly last year they didn't need to because the ball was going over the fence, and maybe that's something we can point to as a way to create offense when this Blue Jays offense has not been that great in September.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there's no harm in trying to expand your repertoire. Like Jordan said, you're not going to change your DNA at this point in the season, or even just, you know, where this team is in terms of the identity of the current iteration of it. I mean, they are a slugging, swatting team. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with trying to get a few bleeders in there. And, you know, obviously when you get to the playoffs, a lot of times that's what it comes down to, is being able to just reach out and poke one through the opposite side and, you know, get that one run that's going to put you over the top and hand it to the bullpen. So, yeah, I don't think just because they're a home run hitting team, you would expect to see Tulowitzki or whoever up there all the time trying to put it over the wall. Yeah, you've got to be malleable. You've got to be able to adapt.
Well, and also it's a matter of making sure that you get the most out of the guys that you've got at the plate. And sometimes you're going to need them to try to go the other way. Sometimes you want them to swing for the fence, and sometimes you want to lay down a bunt. But it doesn't hurt, I guess, is what I'm saying, to give people who have seen these Blue Jays, basically this core lineup for a full year and more now, something else to think about. You know, that when opposing, there's a lot of film out there on the Blue Jays now. There's a lot of scouting out on this offense because they've been one of the most effective in baseball. So it doesn't hurt to have opposing pitchers looking at the blueprint and being like, well, they laid down a bunt last night and they went the opposite way three times. And, you know, we don't necessarily know exactly what they're going for, and they're going to be trying to put it over the left field fence every time.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.